This is Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole, with your host Sue Bushka from Bushka Retirement Solutions and Cole Bruner from Bushka Wealth Management. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Sue and Cole provide their clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here with the financial information you need are Sue and Cole.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Financially Speaking. Now, today, things are going to be a little bit different than normal. Typically, you're used to hearing myself, Cole Bruner from Bushka Wealth Management, and my mom from Bushka Retirement Solutions, Sue Bushka. Today, we actually have one of our newest advisors joining me who also happens to be my sister. Today, we've got Kaylee Berenson, also from Bushka Wealth Management and Bushka Retirement Solutions, joining me for the show today. So,
the crowd is going wild for Kaylee. This is awesome.
Sure, thank you. Thank you.
So we're excited to have her on the show today, and I'm sure the listeners will enjoy some of the information we've got to go through. But before we get into all of that, I just wanted to remind our listeners that if you have any questions or want any additional information about what we're talking about today, feel free to give us a call anytime at 715-355-4445 or visit our website, retirewithbushka.com. That's retirewithbushka.com. And of course, while you're at the website, don't forget to check out the radio show page. You can check out some of our past shows. And of course, don't forget to subscribe to the program on your favorite podcast outlet, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, whatever your preference is. Just go out and find us and you can subscribe right there on the website. You can also take a look at some of our recent TV show episodes out there on the website, which of course are always great resources for people preparing for retirement. Now, in our work, we've seen an uptick in young people expressing deep pessimism about whether they'll be able to retire one day. And in some cases, we're hearing this directly from young clients. And in other cases, we're hearing it from older clients who are concerned about their 20-something kids being able to retire someday. So during today's show, we're actually going to look at the potential retirement steps and scenarios at a variety of different ages. But before we get into what I think is a very important topic, I'd like to make sure we take a minute to introduce everyone here with us today. Tony Shore, our co-host, and my sister, Kaylee Berenson. Tony, how are we doing this morning?
I am doing great. Cole, I had a great Thanksgiving week. And our listeners out there, it's Thanksgiving weekend. And of course, I always have a lot to be thankful for. Cole, I'm always thankful for you and Sue, and I look forward to doing the show each week. And I'm very excited that thankful that Kaylee is here. This is going to be fun. But I had a good one. I ate too much, as usual, of course.
The big don't we all
Thanksgiving meal? But yeah, I'm doing great. Watch the Thanksgiving classic, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. It's a tradition in my family. Best Thanksgiving movie ever made. Hilarious and touching. So if you haven't seen that one or haven't seen it in a while, watch that one. It's a classic. But I'm great. Kaylee, how are you? Welcome to the show. It's great to have you.
Thank you. I'm great and excited to be here with everybody today. I also had a great Thanksgiving. And I feel like my pants are fitting a little tighter these days than they were last week. So
I think most of our listeners probably share that
they
opinion
shrunk.
As well.
The dryer setting was too hot. They shrunk.
Exactly.
That's what I always say. I've been saying that for 40 years now, but that's...
It never changes.
How about you, Cole?
It's the holidays, you know. It's a time of year where your pants are meant to be a little tighter,
sure,
right?
Sure,
that's right.
I'm doing great. Couldn't complain, you know. Obviously, holiday week, a little short week for work, but that doesn't negate the fact that we're still very busy. And, of course, helping clients with planning for retirement, especially as we near the year end here. I know everybody's trying to get their ducks in a row, get required minimum distributions processed, Roth conversions processed, all those different things that we tend to wait until the end of the year to do. So, of course, we're heading into what we refer to as our busy season, but not a problem for us because obviously we're prepared for it. It's something that we look forward to every year, and obviously we provide a lot of value to our clients and helping them to figure all those different things out as we near the end of the year here.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking forward to this show. I know, you know, people just retirement planning at different ages is the topic. And yeah, I know when you're young, it's easy to understand why maybe a 20 something just starting out in their career might be worried about being able to retire because of the financial situation, the economy. So this is a good one.
Yeah, absolutely. So just jumping right in here, we have a U.S. News and World Report article, Why Young Adults Don't Think They'll Be Able to Retire, addresses the matter in a very helpful way. The article first points to a Georgetown University survey of young adults that revealed that even those who aren't struggling with their day-to-day finances aren't optimistic about being able to eventually retire. In fact, a mere 28% of respondents who indicated they anticipate retiring later than age 65 expect to ever stop working.
Wow, really? That's crazy. More than 70% of young adults expect to always keep working. I mean, even during traditional retirement years, that's alarming. Does the article explain some of the reasons that young adults are feeling this way, Cole?
Well, it does. And the first reason is younger workers often don't receive adequate education about retirement planning, or when they do, they find it somewhat confusing. And certainly when someone doesn't feel confident about their level of financial education, the idea of making the correct savings or investment choices is going to feel a bit overwhelming for sure. Often, when a person is in their early 20s, they're making financial decisions focused on things like paying for school or coming up with their share of the monthly rent and utilities. And when you're at that age, retirement can often seem like it's a million years away. But those of us of a certain age know that middle age in our retirement years will be here in what we feel like the blink of an eye. And the article quotes a younger worker from North Carolina who explains that many people her age say to themselves, if I put 15% of my paycheck into my 401k, that's $600 or $800 a month I can't use for living expenses. But if I don't contribute that money, I may have to work into my 70s just to get by financially. And thankfully, it's not an all or nothing proposition. Someone in their 20s could work with a financial services professional to construct a strategy that allows for some money to end up in a 401k while also helping ensure there's enough money left over to pay the bills and enjoy being young.
Well, yeah, we all want to enjoy being young. I know I still enjoy being young.
Me too. I'm right there with you.
But I can think of few better choices for somebody in their 20s to make than working with a financial services professional. Isn't that right, Kaylee?
That's right. And those are all great points, Cole. Interestingly, the article also explains that many younger workers are faced with the dilemma of whether to temporarily put off savings for retirement to instead focus on paying a high interest debt as quickly as possible. And what a dilemma it is. The article references a 2023 Credit Karma report that found that average credit card debt for a member of Gen Z was a little more than $3,300 as of April through June of this year. And that number is much smaller when compared to student loans. In August of this year, the Education Data Initiative reported that 30-year-olds have an average student loan balance of nearly $43,000. When a healthy percentage of a younger worker's income must be dedicated to common living expenses, choosing between debt repayment or saving for retirement can be hard. In fact, the Georgetown study referenced earlier found that of the 44% of the young adults who have both student loan and consumer debt, nearly half are choosing to repay debt instead of saving for their retirements.
Wow. Well, yeah, and I don't envy the younger workers out there then who find themselves in that situation, paying off debt as quickly as possible, saving for retirement. They're equally important, but you're right, Kaylee. I mean, if you only have so much money, you may be in a bind.
Well, Tony, that might be a bind with a solution, potentially. While focusing on consumer debt when interest rates are high is often a really good strategy, it doesn't mean that you can't also sock some money away for retirement. Be sure to at least pay the minimum on your high interest debt each month so that paying it off doesn't just keep getting harder and harder. But if your employer matches, say, 50% of the first 6% of your salary that you dedicate to your 401k, keep in mind, you're essentially leaving free money sitting on the table if you don't take advantage of it. Now, once you bump up to the upper limits of matching funds, you can pivot to more aggressively paying off your credit cards. The employer match is also something that younger workers should heavily consider before accepting a job. So if job A pays $5,000 more than job B, but job B has a 401k match and job A doesn't, it's likely that job B is actually more valuable in the long run.
Oh, okay. That's good advice, Cole, and it's easy to see how a younger worker could get caught up in a higher salary without considering the entire value of a job offer, right, Kaylee?
Yeah, I completely agree with that. If you have two job offers that have some key differences, don't hesitate to reach out to a financial services professional to run through the pros and cons of each offer.
Well, that's a good point, Kaylee. And you know what? We should probably take a quick break here. Cole, do you have anything you want to add before the break?
Well, Tony, just a reminder for our listeners that, of course, when it comes to planning for retirement, they do not have to do it alone. That's what our team of advisors is here to assist with. So if you'd like, you can reach out to schedule that complimentary, no obligation consultation anytime by calling 715-355-4445 or visiting retirewithbushka.com. And of course, you can schedule in our WASA office, our Eau Claire office, or you can schedule virtually if that works better for you.
All right, sounds great. And listeners, stay tuned. We're going to be right back with more of Financially Speaking with Cole and Kaylee right after this.
When you think of a puzzle, what would you say is the most important piece? A corner? A side piece? I would argue the most important piece of a puzzle is the picture on the box. And the same can be said for your retirement. Cole Bruner and Sue Bushka from Bushka Retirement Solutions would love to show you your retirement picture. For more information, call 715-355-4445 or visit their website at retirewithbushka.com.
And welcome back to Financially Speaking with our hosts, Cole Bruner and Kaylee Berenson. I'm your co-host, Tony Shore. And during today's episode, Cole and Kaylee, you've been talking about the fact that a lot of younger workers out there believe it's unlikely they'll ever be able to retire. And I know why they feel that way. I have a 24-year-old son, and he and his wife were like, we can never afford our own home. We're going to have to work forever. So we're looking at the factors today behind those feelings, and you've brought up some potential solutions and options for those just starting out in the work world. What do you have for us first in this segment, Kaylee?
Well, as I'm sure will come as no surprise, young workers have been scarred by COVID-19-fueled inflation. More to the point, many younger workers think retirement is unrealistic because the rising costs of living make it more challenging to build up the kind of savings that they believe they'll need to maintain their standard of living during retirement. Imagine yourself entering the workplace a year or so before the pandemic, having never experienced inflation before, and then riding out the inflation that occurred during and shortly after the pandemic. It's easy to understand why some young workers may not be feeling good about retirement. Here's a concrete example from the young worker quoted in the article we referenced during our first segment. She explains that she admirably paid off her student loans only to have inflation erode the financial confidence taking that step gave her. Ultimately, inflation itself is an excellent reason for anyone to begin saving for retirement as soon as possible. Remember, assuming a hypothetical average rate of return of 6%, $1 invested at age 25 could be worth around 9 times more than a dollar invested at age 65. As I tell clients, when it comes to saving for retirement, time itself is often your biggest ally.
Yeah, and speaking of allies, a financial services professional may be the best one you've got to get ready for retirement, right, Cole?
Oh, you couldn't be more right there. And also anxiety about inflation, the financial implications of rising life expectancies, uncertainty about Social Security's future, and pessimism about retirement itself can be corrected with solid education. And there are few better ways to educate yourself than working with a financial services professional to carefully craft a budget that helps you thrive right now and also helps you keep moving forward towards retirement. And best of all, for Gen Z, which is perhaps the most tech-savvy generation in history, once a budget is done, it can be tracked in real time in any number of different apps. Now, when meeting with clients, whatever their age, we like to challenge them by asking them to name all of their subscriptions, Netflix, Spotify, Prime, all those sorts of things. And after they've given me their list, we go through their bank and credit card statements to come up with a complete tally. You'd be surprised at how many people forget one or two or sometimes even more of those subscriptions. Building a budget, sticking to it, and carefully monitoring it can help Gen Zers get rid of subscriptions that they aren't using enough to justify the cost.
Well, right. And you make a good point. I have a question for you, Kaylee. What should a young worker do if their current company doesn't offer a 401k or something similar?
Yeah, that's a great question. Well, first off, don't panic. There is a simple solution. Work with your financial services professional to choose a tax-deferred individual retirement account, or IRA, that works for your near-term and long-term goals, and then commit to contributing to that account. Beginning to save money in a tax-deferred account when you're in your 20s or early 30s means you may benefit from more than four decades of compounded returns. Additionally, it may be beneficial to invest money in the market while you're early in your career because you have more time to weather the market's natural ups and downs. Let me be clear about something, though. You shouldn't navigate the investing process alone. There are many potential benefits to putting money in the market, but there are also plenty of risks. And there are numerous laws, rules, and nuances you must understand. Therefore, I believe you should only tackle investing while working closely with a financial services professional.
Yeah, and speaking for myself, I wouldn't feel comfortable playing the market without the assistance of a financial professional, an advisor.
You share that feeling with a lot of people out there, Tony, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Can be a little bit of a scary prospect. Now, next, younger workers may want to look at their parents and grandparents as financial role models. A 2023 National Council on Aging report cited in the article revealed that 45% of people 60 and older had household incomes that are below what they needed to address their basic needs. Long life expectancies, inflation, rising healthcare costs, and other factors are causing what the article refers to as a national retirement security crisis. What this all means for younger workers is that there's a chance they may be called upon to help their parents financially. Obviously, giving some of your money to those you love is likely something that you'll feel duty-bound about. But doing so, you may be making your own retirement journey a little more difficult. If your parents or grandparents are struggling financially to either prepare for retirement or live in retirement, use it as inspiration to not repeat those mistakes. Begin saving early, save aggressively, and don't get knocked off track.
Yeah, good points. And I think it's fair to say that a lot of your clients and a lot of our listeners out there may be well into their careers, if not already retired. So, Kaylee, what advice would you give them for talking to their kids or grandkids about preparing for retirement?
Well, first, I'd recommend encouraging a child or a grandchild to begin working with a financial services professional as soon as possible. Second, I urge you to be completely honest with your child or grandchild. Don't be embarrassed by anything and don't hold back. Tell them about the good strategy moves you made and tell them about the wrong choices you made as well. We all make mistakes. That's part of life. But those mistakes sting a little less when we can help our kids avoid repeating them.
Yeah.
And I love that for sure, because I always tell clients when we're working together, one of the greatest gifts that you can give the younger people in your lives is sharing those mistakes with them so that they can learn from them and they can help you can help them avoid them in the future.
Yeah, good exactly. point. Mm-hmm. Good point. Well, you know what? We need to take another quick break. But before we do, Cole, let our listeners know how they can set up that no charge, no obligation consultation.
Absolutely. They can give us a call anytime, Tony, at 715-355-4445, or they can visit the website retirewithbushka.com. That's retirewithbushka.com. And of course, like I had mentioned earlier, they can schedule either in our Wausau or our Eau Claire office, or they can schedule virtually if that works better for them.
All right. Sounds good. And listeners, stay tuned. We'll be right back with more of Financially Speaking with Cole and Kaylee.
Do you feel prepared for retirement? Cole Bruner and Sue Bushka work to help people navigate the uncertainties of retirement strategies. If you would like help understanding complex topics like Social Security, tax deferral, or growing your nest egg, visit their website at retirewithbushka.com or give their office a call at 715-355-4445.
And welcome back to Financially Speaking with Cole and Kaylee. I am your co-host, Tony Shore, and I'm here with our hosts, Cole Bruner, and our new host today, Kaylee Berenson. Kaylee, great to have you with us today. It's been a great show so far. You add a lot to the show, and I'm not going to say anything else about that. I don't want to offend Sue, but it's going great today. I do miss Sue, but you know what? You guys have been talking about a survey recently that revealed a lot of young workers don't anticipate being able to retire because of inflation, the cost of living. There's just a general pessimism, I guess, amongst a lot of young adults about reaching the same economic benchmarks their parents or grandparents attained. So, Kaylee, what's on the agenda in our final segment today?
Okay, so yeah, more and more, the targeted retirement age for many people is age 70 for many reasons. I'd like to continue today's theme by next focusing on an interesting U.S. News and World Report article titled Why You Should Plan to Work Until Age 70. I think the article has great information for young workers as well as workers who are much further along in their careers. Let me also note that the headline is a bit too doom and gloom. I think a more accurate headline would be why you may want to plan to work until 70.
Yeah, it's a choice. Hopefully you have the option and it's a choice. It's not something you have to do, but a lot of people want to, and we're living longer. I think that's a good distinction, Kaylee. And as you've explained to us on previous shows, Cole, a lot of people want to work till age 70 because, hey, they're in good health and they still enjoy their jobs. Not everybody pushes on towards 70 out of economic necessity, right?
Oh, that's absolutely right, Tony. And even if you choose to work until 70 for other reasons than money, the reality is that you'll likely notice some positive economic impacts from your decision. So if you keep working because you feel great and you still enjoy your work, you can consider those economic impacts as mere fringe benefits of your decision. The first potential benefit of working longer is, of course, a bigger Social Security check. Social Security payments rise by about 8% per year for every year you delay filing until age 70. Now, here's some concrete numbers. A person who would receive $750 a month at age 62, which is, of course, earlier than full retirement age, would get $1,000 at age 66. A pretty good jump, right? But if that same person waits until they age 70 to file, their monthly payment will rise to $1,320 per month. Now, furthermore, the value of your annual cost of living adjustment, when there is one, would also be larger because those annual inflation determined increases are based on your current payment amount. Ultimately, if you're in good health, have a family history of longevity, and still enjoy your work, holding off until 70 to file for Social Security could make plenty of sense. Also, bear in mind that once you turn 70, your benefit will no longer increase, which means there's likely no incentive to waiting past age 70. Social Security is a critical part of retirement for many people, even those with other reliable streams of retirement income. Therefore, we'd encourage everyone to work with a financial services professional when it comes to building a Social Security strategy that truly works for you.
Yeah, and that's great, Cole. And Social Security is something, hey, we pay into, we earn it, so we might as well get the most out of it.
Exactly. And focusing on age 70 for retirement also provides you with a longer runway for saving money. Because your salary will likely be at its highest point once you're in your 60s, and because your children are probably out of the house or close to it, we hope, you may be able to contribute more money to your various retirement accounts. And if you're able to pay off your mortgage a handful of years before you retire, there's another opportunity to save even more money for retirement. Don't forget that older workers also receive special tax breaks. Thanks to the catch-up contribution rule in 2024, those 50 and older may contribute $8,000 to an IRA, which is $1,000 more than the younger counterparts. That same catch-up rule applies to 401ks. In 2024, workers 50 and older can contribute an extra $7,500 to their 401k for a grand total of $30,500.
Wow. Well, and those catch-up rules are definitely something people over 50 should try to take advantage of, right, Cole?
Oh, absolutely. And also, delaying retirement until you're 70 also provides compound interest advantages, because by waiting to retire, you're also delaying when you're beginning to take withdrawals from your retirement accounts and savings, and that means the money in those accounts continues growing. However, be sure to discuss required minimum distribution or RMD rules with your financial services professional. Those rules stipulate when you must begin taking withdrawals from your qualified retirement accounts, so that way you don't face any penalties.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's important to note. Well, you know what? We're almost out of time for today's show. It just flew by. Cole, do you have any last thoughts before we wrap up today's show?
Well, Tony, just one final reminder for our listeners that, of course, when it comes to retirement planning, they don't have to do it alone. They can work with one of our highly skilled advisors in either our Wausau or Eau Claire office, and they can, of course, schedule that complimentary no-obligation consultation anytime by calling 715-355-4445 or visiting retirewithbushka.com. Again, that's retirewithbushka.com.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Cole and Kaylee. This has been a great show. Listeners, thanks for tuning in. That does it for today's episode of Financially Speaking with Cole and Kaylee.
Thank you for listening to Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, please contact Sue and Cole at Bushka Retirement Solutions and Bushka Wealth Management. Call 715-355-4445. Or visit them online at retirewithbushka.com. Fee-based financial planning and investment advisory services are offered by Bushka Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Wisconsin. Insurance products and services are offered through Bushka Retirement Solutions, Inc. Bushka Wealth Management, LLC, and Bushka Retirement Solutions, Inc. are affiliated companies.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.